Welcome. A very special welcome to folks from South Arm United and any other communities of faith that are with us today. It's a particular joy and a comfort for us to have you with us. And a very special welcome and much gratitude to our guest musicians today. Jonathan and Luke, thank you. This service is one we do not come to with joyful anticipation. It is a time for us to face the shadows within ourselves, within our world. The most difficult part of our story as the people of God, and also the most holy, the most powerful. So let us open our hearts, even though that may be difficult. Let us approach the cross with courage, knowing that while we dwell for today in the shadows, that a new day is dawning.
The festival of unleavened bread, which is called Passover, was approaching. The chief priest and the legal experts were looking for a way to kill Jesus because they were afraid of the people. Then Satan entered Judas, called Iscariot, which is one of the 12. He went out and discussed with the chief priest and the officers of the temple guard how he could hand Jesus over to them. They were delighted and arranged payment for him. He agreed and began looking for the opportunity to hand Jesus over to them, a time when the crowd would be absent. Jesus made his way to the Mount of Olives, as was his custom, and the disciples followed him. When he arrived, he said to them, "Pray that you won't give in into temptation." He withdrew from them about the stone's floor, knelt down, and prayed. He said, "Father, if it is your will, take this cup of suffering away from me. However, not my will, but your will must be done." Then a heavenly angel appeared to him and strengthened him. He was in anguish and prayed even more earnestly. His sweat became like drops of blood falling on the ground. When he got up from praying, he went to the disciples. He found them asleep. Overcome by grief, he said to them, "Why are you sleeping? Get up and pray so that you won't give in to temptation." While Jesus was still speaking, a crowd appeared, and the one called Judas, one of the 12, was leading them. He approached Jesus to kiss him. Jesus said to him, "Judas, would you betray the human one with a kiss?" When those around him recognized what was about to happen, they said, "Lord, should we fight with our swords?" One of them struck the high priest's servant, cutting off his right ear. Jesus responded, "Stop! No more of this." He touched the slave's ear and healed him. Then Jesus said to the chief priest, the officers of the temple guard, and the elders who had come to get him, "Have you come with swords and clubs to arrest me as though I were a thief? Day after day I was with you in the temple, but you didn't arrest me. But this is your time when darkness rules."
Let us pray. Ever-present God, on this Good Friday, we gather for worship through prayer, story, song, and silence. We live into the story of Jesus' death, the pain, the suffering, the sadness. And we live into the hope of what is to come. Strengthen us with courage. Give us ears to hear. Give us eyes to see. Give us open spirits and faithful feet. Offer glimpses of hope in the shadows of death. For we know that you are present with us here in this moment of pain, now and always. Amen.
After they arrested Jesus, they led him away and brought him to the high priest's house. Peter followed from a distance. When they lit a fire in the middle of the courtyard and sat down together, Peter sat among them. Then a servant woman saw him sitting in the firelight. She stared at him and said, "This man was with him too." But Peter denied it, saying, "Woman, I don't know you. And I don't know him." After a little while, someone else saw him and said, "You are one of them too." But Peter said, "Man, I'm not." An hour or so later, someone else insisted, "This man must have been with him because he is Galilean too." Peter responded, "Man, I don't know what you are talking about." At that very moment, while he was still speaking, a rooster crowed. The Lord turned and looked straight at Peter. And Peter remembered the Lord's words, "Before a rooster crows today, you will deny me three times." And Peter went out and cried uncontrollably.
The men who were holding Jesus in custody taunted him while they beat him. They blindfolded him and asked him repeatedly, "Prophecy, who hit you?" Insulting him, they said many other horrible things against him. As morning came, the elders of the people, both chief priests and legal experts, came together, and Jesus was brought before their council. They said, "If you are Christ, tell us." He answered, "If I tell you, you won't believe. And if I ask you a question, you won't answer. But from now on, the human one will be seated on the right side of the power of God." They all said, "Are you God's son?" "Then," he replied, "you say that I am." Then they said, "Why do we need further testimony? We've heard it from his own lips." The whole assembly got up and led Jesus to Pilate and began to accuse him. They said, "We have found this man misleading our people, opposing the payment of taxes to Caesar, and claiming that he is the king, the Christ, a king." Pilate asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" And Jesus replied, "That's what you say." When he learned that Jesus was from Herod's district, Pilate sent him to Herod, who was also in Jerusalem at that time. Herod was very glad to see Jesus, for he had heard about Jesus and had wanted to see him for quite some time. He was hoping to see Jesus perform some sign. Herod questioned Jesus at length, but Jesus didn't respond to him. The chief priests and the legal experts were there, fiercely accusing Jesus. Herod and his soldiers treated Jesus with contempt. Herod mocked him by dressing Jesus in elegant clothes and sent him back to Pilate. Pilate and Herod became friends with each other that day. Before this, they had been enemies.
Then Pilate called together the chief priests, the rulers, and the people. He said to them, "You brought this man before me as one who was misleading the people. I have questioned him in your presence and found nothing in this man's conduct that provides a legal basis for the charges that you have brought against him. Neither did Herod, because Herod returned him to us. He has done nothing that deserves death. Therefore, I'll have him whipped, then let him go." But with one voice they shouted, "Away with this man. Release Barabbas to us." Barabbas had been thrown into prison because of a riot that had occurred in the city and for murder. Pilate addressed them again because he wanted to release Jesus. They kept shouting out, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" For the third time, Pilate said to them, "Why? What wrong has he done? I have found no legal basis for the death penalty in this case. Therefore, I will have him whipped, then let him go." But they were adamant, shouting their demand that Jesus be crucified. Their voices won out. Pilate issued his decision to grant their request. He released the one they asked for, who had been thrown into prison because of a riot and murder. but he handed Jesus over to their will. As they led Jesus away, they grabbed Simon, a man from Cyrene, who was coming from the countryside. They put the cross on his back and made him carry it behind Jesus. A huge crowd of people followed Jesus, including women who were mourning and wailing for him. Jesus turned to the women and said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, don't cry for me. Rather, cry for yourselves and your children. The time will come when they will say, 'Happy are those who are unable to become pregnant, the wombs that never gave birth, and the breasts that never nursed a child.'"
They also led two other criminals to be executed with Jesus. When they arrived at the place called the Skull, they crucified him along with the criminals, one on his right and the other on his left. And Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing." They drew lots as a way of dividing up his clothing. The people were standing around watching, but the leaders sneered at him, saying, "Huh, he saved others. Let him save himself, if he really is the Christ sent from God, the chosen one." The soldiers also mocked him. They came up to him, offering him sour wine, and saying, "If you really are the King of the Jews, save yourself." And above his head was a notice of the formal charge against him, and it read, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals hanging next to Jesus insulted him, "Aren't you the Christ? Save yourself and us." And responding,
The other criminals spoke harshly to him. "Don't you fear God, seeing that you've also been sentenced to die? We are rightly condemned, for we are receiving the appropriate sentence for what we did. But this man has done nothing wrong." And then he said to Jesus, "Remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus replied, "I assure you that today you will be with me in paradise."
It was now about noon, and darkness covered the whole earth until about 3 o'clock, when the sun stopped shining. Then the curtain in the sanctuary tore down the middle. Crying out in a loud voice, Jesus said, "Father, into your hands I entrust my life." After he said this, he breathed for the last time. When the centurion saw what happened, he praised God, saying, "It's really true. This man was righteous." All the crowds who had come together to see this event returned to their homes, beating their chests after seeing what had happened.
As we continue to reflect on the images and the words of crucifixion of Christ and today, let us pray. O Christ, your cross speaks both to us and to our world. In your dying for us, you accept the pain and hurt of the whole creation. The arms of your cross stretch out across the broken world in reconciliation. You have made peace with us. Help us to make peace with you by sharing in your reconciling work. May we recognize your Spirit disturbing and challenging us to care for creation and for the poor who must feel the effects of its abuse. We pray for the church, that we may humbly bear our crosses and follow Jesus as our servant Lord. We pray for those who have failed, like Peter. Teach us to take responsibility and make restitution. We pray for prisoners and criminals like Barabbas. May they find true freedom in change and healing. We pray for all in government like Pilate and Herod. May they use their power justly, serve the common good, and protect the vulnerable. We pray for those who are dying, like those who were crucified with Jesus. May they die with Jesus by their side and be received into your kingdom. We pray for parents like Mary, who have lost a child. May they bear their grief and know the comfort of your love. We pray for peace in areas where there is unrest and conflict. May we become agents of reconciliation and peace. And we pray for those whose particular needs are known to us personally, and whom we now name silently in our thoughts. O God, may the suffering and death of Jesus lighten the burden of all who suffer. May we join with Christ in solidarity with those who suffer. Lead us in the way of the cross, that as we suffer with Christ, so may we rise to life in glory. For he lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. We continue to pray in the words that Jesus gave us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Now there was a man named Joseph who was a member of the council. He was a good and righteous man. He hadn't agreed with the plan and actions of the council. He was from the Jewish city of Arimathea and eagerly anticipated God's kingdom. This man went to Pilate and asked for Jesus' body. Taking it down, he wrapped it in a linen cloth and laid it in a tomb carved out of a rock in which no one had ever been buried. It was the preparation day for the Sabbath, and the Sabbath was quickly approaching. The women who had come with Jesus from Galilee followed Joseph. They saw the tomb and how Jesus' body was laid in it. Then they went away, and they prepared fragrant spices and perfumed oils. They rested on the Sabbath in keeping with the commandment.
Thank you.
Friends, let us go from this place and this time, filled with awe at the love of God in Christ. Let us know deep within ourselves God's solidarity with all who suffer. Let us mourn and let us dare to hope that a new day is yet to dawn. And may the grace of our crucified Lord, the love of God which knows no boundary, and the presence of the Holy Spirit accompany us today and forevermore. Amen.